Back to politics now, and we spoke earlier to the new leader of Fine Gael, soon to be the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. On Tuesday, he will be the Taoiseach and will have a maximum of 11 months in office until the election must be called in March of next year. So what should his priorities be? Well, the polling company Ireland Thinks has carried out some analysis for the Sunday Independent, and we can talk now to Dr. Kevin Cunningham, Managing Director of Ireland Thinks and a lecturer in politics at TU Dublin. Kevin Cunningham, thanks for joining us. What is the top issue that is exercising voters at the moment, according to your polling data?
Yeah, the top issue certainly is housing. In terms of the top two issues that people select, 59% of people select housing. And that's undoubtedly the dominant issue for voters more generally. It's the issue, I think, which people are looking for Simon Harris to prioritise. But we also did a sort of another piece of work which tried to understand the extent to which voters had shifted to the right since the referendum, at least gave an indication that there may be a sort of a vote out to the right of where the government is currently. And so we asked a question which asked people whether they thought the government had become too left-wing or liberal in relation to some social issues. And what was particularly surprising was that it was 43% that said that they believed that had happened. And I think this was particularly interesting because, broadly speaking, the government parties are the two largest right-wing parties in the country, which sort of confirms what we're seeing in other parts of the polling where you see this rise of independent support and as well a rise in support for parties like AIM2, which we had at 4%, but also Red Sea. The Red Sea poll had at 5% as well, relatively recent, and with Padraig Tobin's approval rating shifting up to 8 points. But when we asked that question, we also tried to break down what sorts of issues people were interested in that regard. And immigration was the issue principally that people were most concerned with, that the government had shifted in that direction. And that remains one of those kind of top issues. But obviously, housing does remain the number one issue. I mean, there is over twice as many people who are concerned with housing. And, you know, we also asked whether people thought the government had become too conservative or right-wing in other issues. And yeah, housing and income inequality also kind of predominates. One of the things I think about this, which kind of confirms quite a lot of issues, was if you think about what happened in the UK when Boris Johnson shifted to the right and won over UKIP supporters and those red wall voters, he also had this kind of concurrent shift towards the left on economic issues. Now, I'm not suggesting or arguing for what Simon Harris should or should not do, but I would wonder whether Fine Gael might be able to win over these voters on issues like immigration if they don't also kind of tackle those sorts of housing issues and income inequality issues at the same time, because those are the voters that are most concerned about those issues as well.
All right, food for thought there for the new Taoiseach in waiting, Simon Harris, who will be elected Taoiseach on Tuesday morning. Dr. Kevin Cunningham, Managing Director of Ireland Thinks and lecturer in politics at TU Dublin, thank you for talking to us today.